This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 on the evening edition with Hezrel and Kelvin, and joining us for our market wrap is our very own Sabrina Magdalene from BFM's news team. So today we're looking into two stories in the news cycle regarding developments in the property sector. Scientists have reportedly developed a method to use 3D printers to produce greener buildings using local soil. They say the method has the potential to revolutionize the construction industry altogether.
Yes, according to the International Energy Agency, the technology is designed to be a sustainable alternative to concrete, which accounts for about 7% of carbon dioxide emissions. So experts are saying 3D printing allows them to print any structures, even complicated ones. Right now, concrete remains the main material used in many construction projects. However, the downside is concrete cannot be recycled and it takes a lot of energy to mix and transport. The research team's aim is to print structures using the type of soil that can be found in any type of garden. This method basically opens up a new era for the construction industry if it is tested and used widely because it uses natural source materials. So experts say using such materials will see building designs that are specifically adapted to the needs of local climates instead of cookie-cutter houses. So using local materials will reportedly reduce the need to transport concrete long distances, further cutting the environmental impact. In fact, the research team says this is not just a breakthrough to replace concrete, but also to allow for construction in difficult environments. For instance, they've worked on addressing the problem when building all-weather roads in the subarctic. This is a bit of sci-fi, but they're saying such a technology could one day be used beyond Earth, for example, creating settlements on the moon or even Mars.
You know, I love this, but not for the fact that it's possibly used in a place that's not Earth, but even just locally, I think that's quite exciting. You know, I don't necessarily understand the science of this yet. I think I'll have to maybe watch a video on YouTube to fully get a grip on it. But I think anything that we can sort of use so much on the daily, like roads and so on, that we can then eventually find ways to do so locally, to find sustainable ways to do it, always
welcomed.
Yeah. So the second story today that you have for us is about going green as well, but in the context of urban planning and developing neighborhoods. A study published last week found that growing up in a greener urban environment boosts children's intelligence. It also reportedly lowers levels of difficult behavior.
Correct. The study shows that a 3% increase in the greenness of their neighborhood and property raised their IQ score by an average of 2.6 points. The effect was seen in both richer and poorer areas. The average IQ score was 105, but scientists found 4% of children in areas with low levels of greenery scored below 80, while no children scored below 80 in areas with more greenery. There is already enough evidence, you know, that green spaces improve various aspects of children's cognitive development, but this is actually the first research to examine IQ. So what this study adds with IQ is a harder, well-established clinical measure. A professor involved in the research also actually urged city builders and urban planners to focus investment in green spaces because it is highly valuable to create an environment to meet everyone's full potential. Perhaps this will be a sales pitch for property agents from now on.
Well, you can let us know. Do you think urban planners are doing enough to invest in green spaces here in Malaysia? Or what else can be done to do so? The number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares of Kerjaya Prospect Group jumped 40% this morning. What's happening there?
So Kerjaya Prospect has just secured a 204 million ringgit service apartment contract. The shares rose 14 sen this morning to its highest in about 6 months. Kerjaya's Prospect's outstanding order book now stands at 3.6 billion ringgit. So the counter closed 5% higher at 1 ringgit 7 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We've now got some music for you. It's The Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.